in her first interview since losing the 2024 presidential election, former Vice President Kamala Harris told Stephen Colbert on The Late Show her decision not to participate in the California gubernatorial race was multifaceted. Now, for more on this, we're joined live in the new studio by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. And gentlemen, starting with you, Mr. Mayor, what do you make of this? Is she gearing up for a presidential run, or is she just tired of the whole thing?
Oh, no, no, no. I think that presidential runs, which doesn't have to be determined for another 3 years, that's probably where she is.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to people around her on her decision not to run for California, and they just said she didn't want the job.
Well, she's pretty much of the opinion that if you have been as high as she has been, electorally speaking, in this nation, why would you drop back to something made up of the five or six people whose names are there? That's like me running, against Jesse Owens, and he's already dead.
And when we talk about Kamala Harris's future right now, we're talking about, a process now that used to say, you said a campaign started in 1 year or 2 years. No, the campaign's on now. And if you don't have to look any closer than Gavin Newsom to see that as a clear evidence. And now Kamala Harris is setting herself up to the one thing that everybody tried to keep from happening, which is she's going to be running up against Gavin Newsom.
That is absolutely correct. And Newsom is the guy that's having the bad morning, not any of the others, because she's not running against them. She is the candidate, the alternative to Gavin Newsom. She was also the vice president, which gives her a leg up with the Washington crowd, period.
Who's got the advantage when it comes to money?
In terms of what, Newsom or Kamala?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of their big challenges. They both come out of the same pot. Both of his backers and her backers are pretty much the same people.
And neither of those respective backers are prepared to spend $2 or $3 billion to get either one of them elected. So there's always the question, who comes in with the resources and access to those resources?
And that's one of the reasons why Gavin Newsom is pushing for a redistricting of California to try to win it more Republican seats in the midterm so that he can show the world that he can deliver, that he can win.
That is exactly what he's doing. But let me tell you, everybody who's ever tried to use line drawing as a means to gain a political upside has proven to be wrong. The state of California already has 2/3 in both houses members of the legislature. You can't get any better than that, period.
We also
have the huge numbers. We're the biggest state, we got the biggest population, and we also have the biggest congressional delegation. Everything Newsom's doing creates a major problem, frankly, for all of us.
Huh.
Last question.
Is that strange? Gavin's creating a problem for you?
Last question, very quickly. Does that explain the change in tone? They're getting a lot more adversarial and aggressive in tone, I think, the Democrats, some of them.
Yes, and I think that's got another thing, that if Kamala Harris wants to be the president of the United States, she's going to have to stop talking a little bit so much about values and about her principles and about feeling good and the moment and this moment and that moment. She's going to have to get, rather than get some new age, she's going to have to get some old age going in there.
And there also may be some wardrobe discussions.
Always with you, the dress. Always with you, how people
are. Well, look at him.
Wardrobe.
You should see the
hat.
You're
so deep when it comes to these politicians.
You should see the hat.
And I always have been.
Listen, gentlemen, thank you very much. That's Phil Mateer, KCBS insider and former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown.